But it was funny because it was 1981-ish, and my dad was super into solar power, so I made a solar panel.
Okay, listen to what this kid did. All right, this kid. He wanted to know how much his cat was dragging his butt around the house. A sixth grader in Tennessee ran an experiment for a science fair project where he put lipstick on his cat's butt cheek. He found that long-haired cat butts didn't touch anything, but short-haired cats did. They touched soft surfaces like the bed. So he put together a graph, and he found out how much his short-haired cat dragged its butt around the house.
Is this a future proctologist or what?
Oh, no, but it's an interesting science project. Better than the science projects I remember in high school. Hey, it's exactly 7 o'clock. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for being here. Denise Lockwood is here. She's from Racine County, Iowa. We're talking some good stuff coming up, including you had the most interesting vacation I've ever heard in my life.
It's not work. It's not a vacation.
It's a workcation.
It's a work camp. This is what we call it in Larry Davis, Denise Lockwood land. Larry Davis is my husband.
All right, we'll talk about that. Yeah. I thought it was really interesting. All right, 7:01 at WRGN. Time for the news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper in New York at former President Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial for closing arguments. There is a huge line here of those hoping to get into the courthouse and the courtroom for this historic day. There's certainly more than 100 people on this line hoping to get in. There's only a few seats inside for the general public, and some have been camping out since last week. As for closing arguments, they could last all day. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
I think we can expect the prosecution to say, this case isn't that hard. The defense will say this case is really complicated. Are you really sure that all of this old evidence and testimony about old events adds up to a conviction?
Once closings are over, the jury will be handed the case. If things go quickly today, that could happen by this afternoon. I'm Matt Piper in New York. Now with more CBS News, here's Deborah Rodriguez.
China has just added its voice to the chorus of international outcry over an Israeli missile strike that killed at least 45 civilians at a tent camp in southern Gaza's Rafah. The BBC's Sebastian Usher.
Residents say that Israeli tanks are now stationed on Zurab Hill, a major vantage point that looks down on western Rafah. Overnight and into the morning, Israeli forces pounded the city, forcing hundreds of families to flee their temporary shelters once again. Officials in Gaza say that 16 people were killed in Israeli strikes overnight.
Norway, Ireland, and Spain begin recognizing Palestinian statehood today. Khaled Elgeny at the Middle East Institute.
I think this was one way for European countries to signal they haven't completely forgotten about the Palestinians, even if they're not able to directly impact the war or end it.
The death toll from Memorial Day weekend storms and tornadoes in South Central states up to at least 23. A tree fell on this woman's farmhouse in Meade County, Kentucky.
One of my goats is limp and I'll have to take her to the vet tomorrow. I'm just thankful that we're all okay.
Melinda French Gates says she is setting her own agenda for giving. In an op-ed in today's New York Times, Bill Gates' ex says she'll spend over $1 billion over the next 2 years on groups that work on behalf of women and families around the world, including reproductive rights. When it comes to self-made women, meet the 7-time consecutive Forbes winner.
Number one on the list, maybe not a household name. Her name is Diane Hendricks, but she's number one for the 7th consecutive year. She's worth nearly $21 billion, and she owns roofing and building supply company, ABC Supply.
Forbes' Kerry Dolan, newbies to the list, the founder of Uncle Nearest Whiskey, and Katy Perry. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is sponsored by the Lanes on 20. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Today's the last day of a long-time free food giveaway in the Racine area. A lack of funding is causing the grocery dispersal by the Journey Disaster Church to cease the monthly event. The Mount Pleasant Police Department has been partnering with the local organization to host the event, and the last one is today at the Meade Street Cop House. The giveaways have been going on for several years. About 300 people at BRP in Racine County are out of a job. According to a post on a state website, BRP Inc., a recreational boat manufacturer, has laid off staff in two rounds of job cuts at its Sturtevant plant. They cite softening consumer demand in the boat industry. The Quebec-based company filed a mass layoff notice with the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development, stating that 150 employees were laid off in March, and another 148 were let go last week. Despite the layoffs, the Sturtevant plant continues to operate with a reduced workforce. A Milwaukee brewer is taking over a Kenosha operation. Milwaukee's Lakefront Brewing has set its sight on acquiring Public Craft Brewery, a downtown Kenosha establishment that recently filed for bankruptcy. If the acquisition is approved, Lakefront plans to maintain the Public Craft name and continue producing some of its signature beers. The company aims to retain the existing staff. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Pack is back to practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers resume off-season OTA practices. Matt LaFleur asked about defensive back Eric Stokes recovering from that severe leg and foot injury from two seasons ago.
What this off-season has afforded him was an opportunity to really train. Just when you look at him physically, his body looks different. Certainly he's hitting some very fast speeds out there on practice. Obviously we monitor all that. And I can tell mentally he feels like he's in a great place.
NBA playoffs, the Celtics beat the Pacers 105-102 to complete a four-game sweep and now head to the finals. Baseball game two of the Brewers' four-game series against the Cubs continues tonight at AmFam Field. The Brewers won yesterday 5-1. Craig Counsell asked, when did he first consider leaving Milwaukee?
You know, when David Stearns leaving made you think about it a lot. I don't know how it couldn't, right?
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening. There could be some locally heavy rain, quarter to a half inch or more possible. Our high 66, the wind northwest at 5 to 15. Clearing tonight, 52 tomorrow, sunny 61. Thursday, sunshine, high of 62. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Yes, it is.
around 1964, and here we are, 100 years later, and Mick Jagger is still dancing around on stage. I saw a picture of him, a little video of him in Houston the other day, on stage in Houston, still performing with the Rolling Stones. How much 64? That would be, so you carry the 2, multiplied times 3, square root of 7. It's a lot of years.
It is a lot of years.
And he's 80, and he had heart surgery. He had the same surgery I did, and he's dancing around stage, and I'm sitting in a chair all day. What does that tell you?
Thank God for modern medicine. That's all I got to say.
Denise Lockwood is here from Racine County. Before we even talk about anything in the news, I want to talk about, you just went on, I call it a workation, where you can't come vacation, but you're working. You called it work camp.
We call it work camp.
And you you went all around the southern part of the country, like the Smoky Mountains and everything.
Yeah, so my husband and I, during COVID, we were like, hey, we want to do something that's just kind of an us thing, but also still lets us to make money so that we can afford to do it. We call it work camp. So what we do is we take an entire month. We intend to go out 5 to 6 weeks, but we usually make it about a month. Now it's not long enough. Once you start going, you're just like, it's not long enough. So what we do is we work from the camper. So Racine County absolutely continues, and I have a fabulous staff. And so sometimes I'm doing like advertising, pitches from a picnic table. But basically what we do is we live places, and we live there long term. So we spent 11 days in Myrtle Beach. We spent about 7 days in Asheville, North Carolina.
But in a camper, not a hotel. Mm-hmm. Okay.
23-foot long camper. And we take Daisy the dog, and it is fun. It is really fun. So we'll do things like we'll go to the Mothman Museum in West Virginia, and we spent a lot of time in, like I said, we went to the Biltmore, but we do those things on the weekends, and we do a couple of things usually at night, but we don't expect to do the things, normal things you do on vacation, but it's a really good change of scenery. You get to meet so many interesting people, because we do the Wisconsin thing, where we're like, if we go out to a bar, we'll talk to everybody and kind of be the weirdos in the group, and we don't care.
Hey, you got some of them there. Peanuts for the bar? Yeah, hey. They got brats on the grill. What do you got there? You got some cheese curds you're putting down in the fryer? And people looking at cheese turds? No, cheese curds, not turds.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so my wife and I, we do road trips too, but we don't work on road trips. As a matter of fact, there was one road trip. It was our first day, and we wound up at the Spam Museum, and that's Spam, the meat Spam,
right,
Hormel.
Right. Everybody's saying, gotta clarify.
They have a museum for bad email spam? No, it was the Spam Museum. So we're going in, and the phone rings, and it's the radio station, and they say, do you know where so-and-so, where you left that before you went out? And it was some stupid thing like a stapler or something, some dopey thing. I said, you know, I'm on vacation. Stop calling me. Then I felt bad. I yelled at him. And I called back to apologize. But when I'm on vacation, don't call me, because I want to get my mind in the getaway mode. But you were gone so long. How many weeks were you gone for?
4 weeks. 4.5 weeks, yeah.
Oh, that was, okay. Yeah. Still a month. That's a long time.
So, and a lot of it is just being able, so we do a lot of hiking, but we stayed on the side of like one of the small-ish mountains in the Smoky Mountains, and we went through the Blue Ridge Mountains, and we literally, one of the places we stayed was the Myrtle Beach State Park, so every morning, not actually my husband every morning, but not me, we would go up, and it's right on the ocean in this beautiful park, and we saw the sunrise every morning, and it was great. We took Daisy the dog. She acted like an idiot sometimes and scared a lot of people, but we worked through a lot.
And you were working, too.
Yeah. Yes.
So how did you stay in touch? You got the internet, so you can stay in touch.
We prepare for that, because my husband is an IT guy, so so he's the Boy Scout and wants to make sure that everything is working, because if he does not have Wi-Fi, you are in trouble, because he makes all of the IT things happen for a hospital system in the United States. So basically, we have 2 hotspots from different carriers at all times, and we call ahead to make sure the places that we stay at have Wi-Fi accessibility And that's how we roll. So like the first time we did this, we actually stayed in the Natchez Chase State Park, which does not have any type of Wi-Fi at all. But there's like a hotel and they literally let us camp out in the conference room all week. And we found out that we could actually sit out on the deck, still get Wi-Fi. And it overlooked this beautiful lake. And it was just amazing.
You know what, too? When I was a kid, there was obviously no phones or no cell phones or anything. We used to go on vacation and we were out of touch with the world. We went away. We didn't know if anybody burned our house down, robbed their house. We didn't know because you didn't know. You just locked the door and see in 2 weeks.
Hope for the best.
We always took a 2 week vacation and so forth. But now you turn on your cell phone the whole time. And if God forbid you don't have cell service, it's like, I can't breathe. I quick get the ventilator. We have no cell service.
You know what was funny? I have to tell you this story because, you know, I was just telling you how when we go out to places, we were kind of like the noisy ones in the bunch and we'll sit and talk to everybody at the bar by the time of the night. So we went to this one bar in Asheville and it was, there was a beautiful blues band that was playing. And so we were there between a set and they were like, oh, where are you guys from? We're like, we're from Wisconsin. And just then the couple next to us said, well, we're from Wisconsin too. And they're like, where are you from? We're like, we're from Racine. And they're like, oh, we're from this place called Caledonia. And I like, we actually live in Caledonia. And then it was the question of, well, where do you really live? And we're like 4 Mile and 32. And we're like, we're at 4 Mile and 38. And I'm like, huh. And so we started talking and it turns out it was Greta Neubauer's sister.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool. I was thinking it was the beginning of a Dateline episode.
No, it was
she
fabulous.
Was on vacation and she met these people who said they lived near her. Then the bloody massacre.
No.
Hey, you could have covered your own story.
I know. It was fabulous.
We got some big stories to talk about with Denise in just a moment here. Big stories going on around town. That's straight ahead here. I'm Don Rosen. 717. We're looking for a partly sunny day today with a high near 66. Chance of showers and thunder bumpers today. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely. Lows around 52. Sunny with a high near 60 tomorrow. Right now, it's sunny. Beautiful day out there. 57 degrees at Radio Park.
Fountain Hills Apartments in Racine has an incredibly rare opening for a one-bedroom apartment. If you or someone you know would like to live at Fountain Hills, named number one for senior living in Mount Pleasant by senioradvisor.com, now is your chance. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. To grab this rare one-bedroom apartment, see fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. Of course, we'll follow the Bucks through the playoffs and bring you Badgers and Packers when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour, now sponsored by Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Potawatomi Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
Shop local, buy local, save big deals.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at Your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop Your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. Shop local from the convenience of your home or smartphone.
Save on Racine's big deals at WRJN.com.
It's fair time across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, 3 district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including classic carnival games like skee-ball made in Wisconsin. You just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of skee-ball? To show off your bowling-like skills to your friends? To work on your attention span? Or to win a prize like a stuffed animal? The answer coming up. Skee-Ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the Skee-Ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at the Lanes on 20 in Racine. Knock down those pins, then experience a taste of victory inside Angry Brothers Pub with ice-cold drinks, delicious bites, and an atmosphere to make your night a grand slam. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just looking to have a ball, head on down to the Lanes on 20. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and immediately receive 50% savings on your Big Deals gift certificate. WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
But I have a newfound respect for doctors, I do. Because when you think about it, unless we're sick, we listen to absolutely nothing doctors tell us. They're like, you should lose weight. Never gonna happen. What else you got? You should exercise. Does eating French fries count? Get out of my office. I don't even listen when I bring my kids to the doctor. The doctor's like, to avoid an infection, I'm like, my wife's like, what'd the doctor say? Don't pick the scab. I don't listen to nerds. That was the only time I would ever see a doctor is when I bring my kids in. Sometimes I try and horn in on a pediatric appointment. The doctor be like, how's little Mikey doing? Mikey's good, he's good. He's a little worried about this mole I have on my arm. Yeah, I explained to Mikey that I've always had the mole, but Mikey thinks it might have changed colors. Jim, would you like to make an appointment? No, it's Mikey. He just needs a thumbs up or a thumbs down on the mole. I know Mikey doesn't want to play the Hippocratic Oath card, but you have to tell us, don't you?
Searchers, Needles, and Pins. You spoke, we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back here at WRJN 724. Denise Lockwood from Racine County I is here. We're talking during the break about all the news stories that are going on. And one that really caught my, get to my craws, the whole Foxconn thing. Because I told you it was like the Andy Griffith Show when Hollywood was going to come to Mayberry. And everybody started changing their storefronts and getting all excited. And Foxconn did the same thing. Everybody got all excited, sold their houses. We're going to have jobs for everybody. And puff, zero.
Yeah, there's feelings around this. I mean, and you know, I think one of the things that we're used to in Racine County is manufacturing. And manufacturing is at our heart, our DNA here, right? And so one of the things that I think what's going on with Foxconn and we really struggled with is understanding who Foxconn really is. One of the things that I learned a lot as I was covering Foxconn was that they're an electronics manufacturer. So they actually are the ones contracted to do the manufacturing. So they oftentimes don't talk a lot about what they make because they have proprietary restrictions because they're contracted with places like Apple and some of the other electronics manufacturing. But they're the people that are the just-in-time folks. So if you understand manufacturing mindset, it's the inventory of how you get things from point A to point B quickly. And so in order for them to be successful and to be who they are, they have to have that supply chain right around them. So they kind of cocoon themselves with all of the things that they need to make the stuff happen, right? And so when Foxconn was happening, that other part, that supply chain did not happen. That's one of many reasons why Foxconn didn't kind of flourish and do the things that it had intended to set out, because it had intended to have this technology park.
I just remember President Trump and Governor Walker digging with their shovels, a ceremonial dig, saying, this is the eighth wonder of the world. Thousands of jobs are coming to Mount Pleasant. This is going to be something the world is going to be watching. You go to that field today and weeds are growing.
Well, I mean, okay, so let's let's go into reality.
You know, actually, reminding me of the Music Man when yeah. Professor Harold Hill came to town and sold the whole town on a boys band.
Well, some of it did happen. So I think to be fair, you have to look at what the dynamic was, because I think there's some pain and some learning lessons here, obviously. And there were things that did happen. And the Foxconn-centric part of that 1,000-acre project did happen. It didn't happen to the magnitude. And one of the things that we do not like is to be told one thing and then the other thing happens.
Right.
And that, I think, is a definite pain point. And so that's one of the things. So when China's economy tanked in 2019, 2020, that was one of their major, the people that were selling the electronics, that was where their markets were, their growth markets. And so a lot of those things that Foxconn had said they were going to make didn't get made because of the economy. Okay. Now, what does that mean to us locally is that, so the tax breaks had a condition, and there were two components, because I'm one of those nerds that actually read the developers agreement. Yeah. Anyway, so there were two things they had to do.
You want to go out dancing tonight?
Yeah. No, I got the developers agreement. I was so hyper nerd that way. But like when you looked at the elements in that developer's agreement, it was based on improvement of the land. It had to be improved so much so that you created that tax base. But then you also had to have the employment numbers to produce that. Now, they didn't meet all of those thresholds. But what happened was, is then those tax breaks did not happen. So the net effect of what I'm told by my sources is that Foxconn became a taxpayer. And so when you look at that logistically, that's one of the nerd things that I'm going to be doing is really understanding what happened and what is happening and what's going to happen. And in that area, because I think it's really important, because millions of dollars were spent on leveling that land, and that land is so different now. And so I want to really document what that looks like.
All I see is that big ball, a big golf ball. Golf ball sitting out there.
I'm going to tee it off.
I'm still not sure what that is out there, that big golf ball. You know what that is?
You know what? It's not enough coffee in the morning kind of moment. I believe that's where the data center is, but I'm gonna do some
fact checking. What's going on in that golf ball?
I'm gonna find, because there have been tours. They're doing a lot of touring in there, so that's one of those moments.
Here's where this would have been. Here's where that would have been. Would have been over there. This would have been over here.
But then you have Microsoft happening.
Okay, we're gonna talk about that in a moment. Okay, Microsoft is picking up the slack.
Correct.
In this debacle. It's 7:30. I'm Don Rosen. Denise Lockwood from Racine County I is here this morning. We've got more to come. We've got news right now.
This WRJN report is sponsored by Warren Eye Care Center. Certificates available on our Big Deals page at WRJN.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Today's the last day of a longtime free food giveaway in the Racine area. A lack of funding is causing the grocery dispersal by the Journey Disaster Church to cease the monthly event. The Mount Pleasant Police Department has been partnering with the local organization to host the event, and the last one is today at the Mead Street Cop House. The giveaways have been going on for several years. About 300 people at BRP in Racine County are out of a job. According to a post on a state website, BRP Inc., a recreational boat manufacturer, has laid off staff in two rounds of job cuts at its Sturtevant plant. They cite softening consumer demand in the boat industry. The Quebec-based company filed a mass layoff notice with the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development, stating that 150 employees were laid off in March, and another 148 were let go last week. Despite the layoffs, the Sturtevant plant continues to operate with a reduced workforce. A Milwaukee brewer is taking over a Kenosha operation. Milwaukee's Lakefront Brewing has set its sight on acquiring Public Craft Brewery, a downtown Kenosha establishment that recently filed for bankruptcy. If the acquisition is approved, Lakefront plans to maintain the Public Craft name and continue producing some of its signature beers. The company aims to retain the existing staff. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Well, the House got it done. They marked up the farm bill. But with the inclusion of changes to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, it may be a moot point. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Four Democrats even joined Republicans to get the work done. Those Democrats from the states of Illinois, North Carolina, Colorado, and Georgia. Final vote, 33-21. But Chair Glenn Thompson says that he still believes the inclusion of SNAP in their markup may be the undoing of the bill's advancement.
In 2021, President Biden unilaterally, and I would say, and unlawfully, and intentionally updated the Thrifty Food Plan to no longer be cost neutral, resulting in a $256 billion addition to the Farm Bill baseline over a 10-year window, all of which is retained in this bill. This bill, in its simplest form, says that any future increases beyond inflation, must be decided by Congress.
House Ag Chair Glenn Thompson, that SNAP provision, just one of the items contained within the markup that may ultimately be the undoing of any further advancement. Markets look mixed in overnight trade. Numbers are next. Sorting out fact from fiction. That's exactly where Wisconsin soybean checkoff dollars are being invested this growing season. Dr. Sean Conley, University Extension soybean specialist, says farmers are being approached with so many different products these days, it's important they get clear, correct information.
Because farmers are really getting bombarded with, you know, carbon farming, be able to improve soil health. But what does this really mean? It's kind of a big nebula. So we're really trying to say these indices are ones that farmers can use and rely on, and they have a relationship with soybean yield. And we've identified some of those. But the cool thing is now we're wondering what management strategies help alter or change those. So can we actually improve our soil health metrics? And one thing that we found in this initial data set is that we've seen actually long-term, and by long-term, I mean a minimum of 5 years of cover cropping, actually improve some of our soil health metrics. So that's important and exciting for farmers.
Dr. Sean Conley, University Extension soybean researcher, taking Wisconsin soybean checkoff dollars to the field. Follow the story at wisoybean.org. On Friday, going into the three-day weekend, barrel cheese was down a penny and three quarters at 198. 40-pound block cheese up a half at 187. Double-A butter was unchanged, 312 and a quarter. This morning, the June Class 3 milk is down 16 cents at 1973. The July milk's up 7 at 2006. Currently, December corn is up 2 at 490. November beans down 2.5, 1217. July wheat right now up 14.5, 711 and three quarters. So there we go. That's where they stand on the opening bell for Tuesday morning. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This report is sponsored by Tony Chen's Chinese Restaurant. The taste of love in every bite. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening. There could be some locally heavy rain, quarter to a half inch or more possible. Our high 66, the wind northwest at 5 to 15. Clearing tonight, 52 tomorrow, sunny 61. Thursday, sunshine, high of 62. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
A lot of movies I see, it doesn't seem like they care if we can even follow the plot. I'm the kind of guy, I have a lot of trouble with these movies like Jason Bourne, Mission Impossible. I'm the guy you always see in the parking lot after the movie talking with his friends going, oh, you mean that was the same guy from the beginning? Oh, that's why after he stole the money, he had the fake nose and the beard, and then he didn't. Did you enjoy the movie? Yes, I'm enjoying it here in the parking lot. But in there, I didn't know what the hell was going on. Nobody will explain anything to you in a movie theater once you get confused. What is happening now? Shh. Just pay attention. Why did they kill that guy? I thought he was with them. They had to. You just watch the movie. I am watching the movie. I don't understand anything. You know as much as I do. I know nothing. Is this a space movie? Is it a Western? I am lost in this movie. I hate this movie. And I hate you too.
Round, get around, I get around,
yeah,
get around, round, round.
Been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave the best girl.
Timeless hits are back at WRJM with the Beach Boys. I get around. I had a look on one of the websites to find out what the lyrics were to this song. And in there he says, I'm a real cool head making real good bread. And I had, now I hear it all the time, but I had no idea what they were saying. That it sounds like Louie Louie by the Kingsmen. You have no idea what they're saying. And I had to look that up. And he said, I'm a real cool head making real good bread. And now I hear
I'm a really nice guy. You know, I've got some money, so you should want to date me. That's what that was.
Denise Lockwood is here from Racine County. We were talking about the Foxconn site, and now they finally found someone to rescue it, and it's Microsoft.
Microsoft, yeah.
An American company. Now, we don't have to worry about the Chinese now. We have to worry about it's an American company.
Yeah, and this is a big shift. I think that one of the things, and I think this particular area is ripe for a company like Microsoft to come to the southeastern Wisconsin. But I think it's going to be a little bit of a challenge for us because what Microsoft is doing is artificial intelligence. Okay. And so their plan is not just to have servers, which are the things that make the computers talk to each other, right? But also to really develop a focus on how we use AI in different elements of our work. And I think when you look at what's happening with manufacturing, and I used to cover manufacturing when I wrote for the Milwaukee Business Journal, this particular area likes to make a lot of machines that make the things, right? So you have a lot of companies that make automated machinery. And because of the workforce, this is a huge push because we have not only a quality but a quantity of workforce problem. So you have specifically in this particular area, you have a lot of people that don't have the skill set to do a lot of the manufacturing that needs to happen. And so as a pivot point, a lot of companies are going to machines that are AI, or they're looking at how you become more competitive in the marketplace. And this is a different type of work. And, you know, I went camping again, Don Rosen. Shocking. I was out at Bung, and I'm with a whole group of Mr. Denise's friends, and they're all techie guys, and they all were talking about how evil AI is. But I'm like, hey, wait a minute. I use AI in my company a little bit, and I don't fear this, but it's a different mindset that I think we have some really good critical thinking around. And I think that the manufacturing mindset is going to have to shift into a different mindset about how we train people and how we get along. And when I'm looking at places like Raymond School and a lot of what's going on kind of in education, this is a different animal that we need to train kids for, right? And so it's going to be an interesting next 20 to 30 years, I think.
Here's a good AI story for you.
Okay.
There's a search engine that strips AI junk from Google results. There's a lot of junk in there when you try to Google something. Now, AI was recommending you add a non-toxic glue to pizza sauce to keep the cheese from sliding off. This is dangerous stuff.
It can be, yes.
And you get some of the people say, well, it's got to be true. These are the same people that use GPS and wind up in a lake. Well, the GPS said turn left and there was a lake. I said, they must know what they're talking about.
When you look at stories like that, it's the critical thinking that becomes the more relevant aspect of how we use and the vetting of information, right? And so when you have that kind of mindset that you have to have more people with a second pair of eyes thinking about, is this story correct? Is it accurate? Is this data meaningful and relevant to people? And so when I think of as a communications professional and an owner of a news website, I'm always thinking of how do we have that highest and best information and make sure that it's serving the needs of my audience, right? So looking through that lens, that's why I don't fear it, because if you're always looking at that, but people do use it for very nefarious things.
Oh, yes.
Very nefarious things.
There are scam artists who every time there's some, you know, people say, well, you know, that's not always true. When VCRs first came around, Beta and VHS, what was the first thing that was put on them? Porno movies.
Right.
Now you don't have to go to the theater anymore. You can watch them on your at home. And they made a ton of money off it. When they came up with the internet, what's the first thing they made money off of? Porn websites.
Yeah.
I mean, people will take, you're right, they'll take the newest technology and try to pervert it for their own
goods. Yeah. So this was a very, very big conversation that frequently came up in camping over the weekend. So I was like, okay, so why do we not have buggy whip manufacturing?
But the buggy whips?
Okay, no, but because the buggy whip manufacturers failed to understand they were in the transportation industry, right? So It wasn't that they weren't good at making buggy whips. It's because they didn't understand the market and pivot to what market needs and wants and need. Your problem solving is always going to be the glue, right? But we have to have better critical thinking to make that happen. And so when we have better critical thinking, and I'm kind of evangelizing this a little bit, but you have to keep preaching that to little pumpkin heads that are sitting in those chairs.
So by the way, in case somebody's smoke is coming out of your ear, buggy whips, if you remember the old, like, not stage wagons, but the
carriages.
In Victorian times, the guy who was driving the horse always had this whip, and he was always sitting in like a little holder next to him. And when he wanted the horses to go, he'd give him a tap with the whip, and they were called buggy whips. Because people are saying, is that like whip butter? What is he talking about? Butter whip?
Buggy whips.
Buggy whips.
Yes, whips.
So that's what they were.
Yeah.
It's like the rotary phone.
Right.
You take teenager today and say, make an emergency call, 911 on this rotary phone.
Right.
We saw a video of it, and the kid put his finger in and pulled it all around and then slowly let it back. He couldn't do the concept of take your finger out of there and let it go back by itself.
But it also means that as readers of information, we also need to have really strong critical thinking too. And so just having 160,000 editors on my news, you know, you have to read beyond the headline. You have to consider and think critically of what you're reading. And it is a challenge, I think, for sometimes, and we have to be better at it too.
But God bless Google.
Right.
I couldn't get through my day without Google.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, I don't know how I survived before a cell phone, the internet. I don't know. I did survive because I didn't have it when I went to school. I had to go to the library and hope nobody had that particular book out so I can copy and do my book report. But I know. Nowadays, gotta have Google. Denise Lockwood is here from Racine County, Iowa. We're talking about what's in the news. We're looking for a partly sunny day today. Chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high around 66. Maybe some more showers and thunderstorms tonight. Lows 52. Sunny, beautiful tomorrow. I'll probably mow that back lawn finally. Highs near 60 tomorrow. Right now, 58 degrees and sunny here at Radio Park.
Fountain Hills Apartments in Racine has an incredibly rare opening for a one-bedroom apartment. If you or someone you know would like to live at Fountain Hills, named number one for senior living in Mount Pleasant by senioradvisor.com, now is your chance. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. To grab this rare one-bedroom apartment, see fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Shop local, buy local, save.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at Your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop Your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. Shop local from the convenience of your home or smartphone.
Save on Racine's Big Deals at WRJN.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, let's tackle a big question in a short amount of time. How much money do you need to save for retirement? It's not the same for everybody. If you think 10 times your annual pre-retirement income, that's in the right ballpark. But what is pre-retirement income? And how do I save that much money? Okay, don't stress about the big number. The simplest and most effective way I know is to save about 15% of your income each year. If you're starting later in life, like in your 40s, you probably have to save more than that 15%. But the bottom line is, start saving now, as much as you can, and put it in retirement accounts where it can grow. Some savings is always better than none. Now, there's an awful lot more to say about this topic, which I did over on my YouTube channel. You can check it out if you want to dive in deeper. Search for Work Money Media on YouTube. Till then, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at the Lanes on 20 in Racine. Knock down those pins, then experience a taste of victory inside Angry Brothers Pub with ice-cold drinks, delicious bites, and an atmosphere to make your night a grand slam. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just looking to have a ball, head on down to the Lanes on 20. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and immediately receive 50% savings on your Big Deals gift certificate. WRJN Big Deals.
Now, yesterday and today, our theater's been jammed with newspapermen and hundreds of photographers from all over the nation, and these veterans agree with me that the city never has witnessed the excitement stirred by these youngsters from Liverpool who call themselves the Beatles. Now, tonight, you're going to twice be entertained by them, right now and again in the second half of our show. Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles!
I give her all my love, that's all I do. And if you saw my love, you'd love her too. I love her. She gives me everything and tenderly. My lover brings, she brings to me, and I love her. A love like ours could never die, as long as I have you near me. Bright are the stars that shine, dark is the sky. I know this love of mine will never die, and I love her. Stars that shine, dark is the sky. I know this love of mine will never die, and I love her.
Spoke, we listen. The Beatles from A Hard Day's Night. Local news, timeless hits are back at WRJN. It's us, Denise Lockwood. We're talking about what's in the Racine County Eye. And one of the big stories you have been covering is the Raymond School District. Now, this is not a huge school district when it comes, you know, when it comes to national wise, but a lot of stuff going on there for that little tiny hamlet.
A lot of change. Lot of change. And actually, Heather Asiambi has been covering it quite a bit. And one of the things that's kind of the newer-ish news is that they are facing a $750,000 shortfall, a structural deficit that you could say. And so this is prompting a call for a referendum and an operational referendum. Now, the questions that Heather and I have, this is a really big head scratcher for us, because one of the things that happened in her discussion with the interim superintendent was that there was an accounting error. And the accounting error was, instead of a $630,000 earmark for insurance, that it was $63,000 that was put in for insurance. And I have a hard time with that. And I have some, we have some big questions that we're still trying to kind of noodle through of how did this happen? Because one of the things that we do as journalists is we analyze budgets. And one of the things that I had called for back in October was a full itemized budget. And I was told to open records requested, which in 25 years of being a journalist, I have never had to do because those are public documents. And so one of the things, if you know how line items, I'm going to get nerd out for a second and then I'm going to come back to reality, right? So the line item budget will show you what the previous 1 or 2 years was, the audited budget, and then it'll have what you're forecasting your budget for the next year, and it'll show on the end of that column a line item differential. So you can see what actually is costing you less and what costing you more, like where is the energy going in this budget? I could not, I still have not gotten that. And this is a big problem because for 14 months, Raymond Board chose to not report out any financial information for 14 months.
Do they have to?
Yes.
So yes. There's somebody responsible.
Yes. So okay. There's some open meetings violation, or not violation, but some allegations around open meetings violations that is currently being raised by a group that is in Raymond. One of the things that I think is odd, it's a head scratcher for us, is that there's a group of people that are pro the current board who are saying the reason why the budget was so off was because of all of the violations, the open meetings violations requests, the open meetings requests. And while that is certainly a part of this, it is certainly not all. And of the reason why what happened. So the litigation piece of it is about 200,000 right now of that 754,000. So holistically, when you're looking at the why, it is so important to understand this stuff from a taxpayer standpoint.
You know, I hate to say this, but I'm one of these taxpayers. I did get involved in when I lived in Brown Deer.
Yeah.
I got involved with them spending money. But it was more controllable because it was a small town, Brown Deer, just north of Milwaukee. But when I get into like Racine, you're dealing with a lot of money, a lot of people, and it takes like 20 weeks to find the guy to say no. I like having alder people in here, aldermen, alders. I like having it because they can explain it to me.
Right.
Like I can understand it. But yeah, when you get to school boards and the school budgets,
it's weedy. It's in the weeds. And honestly, this is the kind of stuff that we nerd out on and you want us to.
Yeah, I want somebody
because,
to.
Because, I mean, like, you can take the politics.
Yeah.
But you can take the politics out of the equation and look at the policies that this board is responsible for. And that is a different lens. And you want us doing that work. Whether or not you like it or not is not, I mean, you can choose whether to like it or not, honestly. But you have to understand that, and that's one of the bedrocks of why we do journalism at Racine County Eye.
Do they think you're a gadfly?
What?
Again, you know what a gadfly is?
Tell me more. I'm having one of those numbers.
Okay, gadfly. Yeah. We used to have this guy on my first radio station I worked at. He was a gadfly. And every time there was something going on in town, he'd attach himself to it and just drive these people crazy. I want to know the budget numbers. I want this.
Oh, yeah.
I want that. You got to supply it within 10 days. If you don't do it in 10 days, we're going to file a legal brief against you. I'm going to sue you. And that's what he did. He did it to everybody. And it was good because he kept everybody on their toes.
Right.
Because people say, oh, no, he's not coming.
But you still have to frame it accurately, right? This is one of the things that is kind of a source of an interesting dynamic, especially in Racine, too. You have folks that are doing that, but they mischaracterize things all constantly. So it's kind of like what happened with Foxconn is people are like, oh, well, we spent all this money. Well, yes, but no.
How much money did Foxconn spend?
So the Foxconn, it was millions and millions of dollars.
And they got nothing out of it.
That's not necessarily accurate.
Screens or cell phones that were made there?
Yeah, and that's one of the things they had to pivot on because I told you the market really tanked on a lot of those. So they've made masks. They've made different things. I've got
there.
I have some things brewing, friend. So.
Oh, we got to hear the rest. I don't think they made anything. I didn't see any
they
trucks.
Did.
They manufactured things at that Mount Pleasant facility.
We're going to work on some
stories. Was it done in that big golf ball in secret?
I don't know.
I still want to know what's going on. That big golf. It looks like a nuclear power
plant. I'm going to do a story, and it's going to be called the Don Rosen story because we're going to work on that.
I just want to know. I don't live in Mount Pleasant, but I still like to know.
Yeah.
I have a right
All
to
right.
know.
All right. Game on.
All right. So what do you think our new digs here, our new studio?
I love it.
Isn't it
this
nice
is
studio?
Beautiful.
The lights are all replaced, all the studio, new chairs.
You need some Racine County. It was